Claude prompt caching cuts input token costs by 60-90% for teams that structure their prompts correctly. Cache reads on Sonnet 4. 6 cost $0.30/mtalk versus $3.00/mtalk standard, a 90% reduction per read. In 2026, the key variable is whether your hit rate clears 60%. Below that threshold, the cache write premium means caching is costing you money, not saving it. Production data from 3 independent teams confirms the savings are real, but so is the failure mode. Here's what most coverage misses. Anthropic's own engineering team treats a cache hit rate below 90% as a SCV class incident. The average developer enabling caching for the first time sees a 715% hit rate and concludes caching doesn't really work. The gap between those two numbers isn't a model limitation, it's a prompt structure problem. And in March 2026, a silent TTL change from Anthropic quietly reversed gains for anyone relying on the 1-hour default. What prompt caching actually costs before the savings math, the pricing structure, token type Sonnet 4. 6, $/mtalk, vs, standard input $3.00, cache write, 5-min TTL $3.75.1, 25 times cache write, 1-hour TTL $6.00.2, 0 times cache read $0.30.0, 1 times 90% off the break-even rule. A cache prefix is profitable if it's read at least twice within the TTL window. A 10,000 token system prompt costs $0.00375 to write Sonnet 5-min TTL, 2 reads at $0.00.03 equals $0.00.06 in reads, against a $0.00.06 standard cost, the net is $0.00.0225 in savings. From the third read onward, savings are pure. On 1-hour TTL, the write costs $0.00.06, but amortizes across 20-plus reads during a business hour session. One hard constraint. Minimum cacheable prefix is 1,024 tokens, Sonnet/Opus, or 2,048 tokens, Haiku. Below those thresholds, the API silently ignores the cache control directive. No error, no savings, no indication anything went wrong. Always verify with cache read input tokens in the response object. For production benchmarks, the savings spread is wide. Here's the raw data from 4 independent teams, each using a different workload type. IronMind, Agentic Systems platform, 90% cost reduction, 80% latency reduction on cached prefixes. Their approach, cache at the boundary between stable and dynamic content. System prompt plus tools at the deepest cache layer, conversation tail left uncached. Key callout, letting the 5-minute TTL expire between requests is the most expensive failure mode. If your traffic is bursty, a few requests then 10 minutes of silence, your cache evaporates and you pay the write surcharge again. AI MagicX, 3 workloads benchmarked. Workload before after saving simple system prompt, 5K tokens, high freak $0.00.15/rec $0.00.15/rec 90% RAG context caching, 10-20K tokens $0.00.045/rec $0.00.009/rec 80% research assistant, 10K sessions slash mo 4.5 AVG turns $4.140/mo $1.650/mo 60% average across workloads, 65% savings. Implementation time 2-4 hours. Project discovery slash Neo security audit platform started at 7% cache hit rate after naively enabling caching. After the relocation trick, moving dynamic content like timestamps and user ID below the cache breakpoint, 74% hit rate in a single deployment. After full optimization, 84% hit rate, 59% overall cost reduction. Boring bot, 4 technique stacking, technique standalone savings model routing 77, 1% prompt caching 71, 5% multi-turn caching 63, 2% output budgeting 56, 8% all 4 combined 89, 3% prompt caching alone at 71. 5% is competitive, but leaves 18 points on the table versus the full stack. The March 2026 TTL regression, $949 in documented excess cost, the most significant recent development in prompt caching economics, is a silent regression Anthropic introduced around March 6, 2026. The default prompt cache TTL shifted from 1 hour to 5 minutes. No announcement, no change log entry. A developer analyzed 119, 866 API calls across two machines spanning January-April 2026. Month actual cost at 1HTTL excess cost percent waste Jan 2026 $78, $99.37, $54.41, $45.52, 5% Feb 2026 $1, $120, $43.01, $108, $11.12, $32.1, 1% MAR 2026 $2, $776, $11.02, $0.57, $0.01, $719, $09.25, 9% APR 2026 $1, $193, $0.01, $0.16, $78, $176, $23.14, 8% total $5, $561, $17.04, $612, $09, $949, $08.17, 1%. The transition was visible to the day, March 6 is when 5-minute tokens first reappeared after 33 days of clean 1H-only behavior. By March 8, 5-minute tokens outnumbered 1 hour by 5. 1. The HN discussion that followed drew 200-plus comments. The fix is one line, explicitly set TTL, 1H, in your cache control object, instead of relying on the default. 5 anti-patterns that kill cache hit rate based on the production case studies above, these are the structural failures that separate a 7% hit rate from a 90% one. 1. Timestamps in cached content. Current time, 2026 0531 T14, 32, 15Z in your system prompt invalidates the cache on every request. Truncate to the day or remove it. 2. User-specific content above the breakpoint. User ID, session tokens, personalization metadata, anything that varies per user must move below the cache control marker. 3. Wrong breakpoint placement. The cache control marker caches everything up to and including that block. Place it at the boundary between your stable prefix and the first dynamic element. 4. Sub-minimum token prefix. Below 1, 024 tokens, sonnet/opus, or 2, 048, haiku, the API silently ignores the directive. Verify with cache read input tokens in the response. 5. Bursty traffic on 5-minute TTL. If requests arrive every 10-15 minutes, each one triggers a fresh write at 1, 25 times. Either concentrate traffic density or explicitly request 1-hour TTL. Runnable example. Enabling 1-hour TTL with explicit cache control, expected output on second call. The cache read input tokens count on the second call confirms the 90% cost reduction is active. If it's zero after the second identical call, check for dynamic content above the breakpoint or a sub-minimum prefix length. Knowledge check. A team caches a 900 token system prompt on Sonnet 4. 6 and sees zero savings despite enabling cache control. What is the most likely cause? Answer. The prefix is below the 1024 token minimum for Sonnet 4. 6. The API silently ignores cache control directives on prefixes shorter than this threshold. No error is raised, and no cache write occurs. The fix is to expand the system prompt past 1024 tokens or verify with cache read input tokens in the response. Prompt caching is the highest ROI single change you can make to a Claude API integration, but only if you get the structure right. The production data across 4 teams confirms the 60-90% savings range is achievable, and the March 2026 TTL regression is fixable in one line. For a complete treatment of caching in multi-step agentic pipelines, where the ROI compounds across every turn, see course/production agents Claude Agent SDK MCP connector.